Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on the last day of November. November the 30th, 2023, a Thursday morning, 17 minutes past the hour. And guess what? We are at freezing today after 3 days of being below the freezing point. 32 degrees and sunny skies here this morning. It is a tropical heat wave here in Marion, Ohio, compared to the last three or four mornings. So we will take it. Got a lot to talk about here this morning on the program. Do want to mention again, just because we like to talk about news going on in the area, and I've said this two or three times this week, but Monday I was given information on good authority that Chipotle, which is currently on Marion Mount Gilead Road out by the urgent care, what is that street it's on out there? It's a side street off Mount Vernon Avenue. Got the little strip mall there with the little Greek restaurant place now. But Chipotle at some point will be moving to the south end of town, Delaware Avenue, where the old BP site station was, on the site of the old BP station, which is right across from Speedway on Delaware Avenue. Now, somebody did call in yesterday and asked if Speedway is still moving to the parking lot. I guess it would be the old Sears parking lot, now where they have the temperature-controlled storage across the way. As far as I know, that's still happening. I know somebody called that in. I don't think I ever knew that firsthand, but I think somebody told me that was happening. That has not happened at this point. And that's why I think when we always talk about this stuff, we say, well, you know, I heard this is what is happening. And at this point, I don't know, because I certainly haven't seen any ground broken on that as of yet. And you would think they would want to do that before we get too far into the depth of winter. But Chipotle moving across town, it'll be in the little line of restaurants there with Wendy's and Arby's on Delaware Avenue. Not sure when that's going to happen, but I do have it on good authority that that probably will be happening in the next bit of time here in Marion. Now, the gas station, Speedway moving across the street, that I can't give you any more information on. If anybody has any information on either one of these things or would like to comment on either one of them, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. You know what I was thinking about yesterday when I was talking about this Chipotle story? Was that, you know, I wonder if Chipotle bought that land out there before those street hazards were put in the middle of the road on Delaware Avenue. Because not only, you know, I just can't think that they're going to be busier on the south end of town. But I also would think that the business of Wendy's and Arby's has to be affected by those cones in the middle of the street. And I would think that that would also affect Chipotle if they ended up out there. But who knows? We'll see what happens. Does anybody have any thoughts on this or any information? 740-751-4038. And I was also given some information, I think it was last week or the week before, that chicken place, which never did open out on Route 4, had a Help Wanted sign out there. Now, again, I have not made it out there to see if that Help Wanted sign is out there, but maybe that will finally open up. I don't know. These are just the things I hear that I pass along here on the morning show. So that's the news as far as that goes. All right, of course, we've got the big fruitcake toss coming up on December 14th at 7:15 p.m. It's turning into a big thing. It'll be at 685 Delaware Avenue. We have a new entrant. Actually, we got a new entrant during the program yesterday. And then I think we got a new entrant last night. Now, let me run this down. We've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Linda's husband, Kayla Bryce, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, somebody from the Marion City Fire Department, Judge Edwards, and Carrie Grisby was our nominee as of yesterday. And yet last night I learned that somebody from the Kroger Pharmacy here in Marion, out on Route 95, Caitlin, one of the pharmacists, has now been nominated into the fruitcake toss. So another woman into the fruitcake toss, which I think brings our total here to 11 women in the fruitcake toss, and I am sure that we have never had that many women in the fruitcake toss prior to this year. So now 11 women in the fruitcake toss. And I'm telling you, a woman could win it this year. There was some talk about should there be a separate division for women. It seemed like people were not high on that idea. But there's a lot of women this year and a lot of younger women. So who knows what could happen? We possibly could see a winner, a woman this year. And I think we all would like to see that. Now, also on that night, we will have a plaque presentation to the winner of the fruitcake toss. The fruitcake toss will also see a family four pass to the Columbus Zoo lights given to them. That'll be nice. We're going to have chestnuts that night, which are actually Buckeyes, given to the contestants. We're going to have singing that night from our elves, Claxton and Fruity C, Matt and Carrington. And on top of all that, Jack Kellogg will be getting his award, the Upper Crust Society. Jack Kellogg will get that on Fruitcake Night. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I thought I would give you some more names.
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
Okay. Mayor Schertzer, he's a no.
Mayor Schertzer is a no.
Yep. Let me see here. I just grabbed it. And Eris Ratliff, he said yes, but he has a meeting, and it ends at 7. He said he'll be a little late, but he'll make it there.
He'll be there. So second, okay, Eris Ratliff is in?
Yes. He's so nice to talk to. And let's see. He's going to tell City Council. When I called Jason Schauber, his voicemail, he never calls back. I don't think he did last year. The first year he did. And I called Ralph Thacker, and he was at Delaware. He's having, I'm just going to say, some kind of procedure, I think, done. I know when I gave him that pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, he was having something done. I don't know if it's a surgery or what. And so he's a no.
Yeah, I do remember the last time I ran into him, I think in the grocery store, he was telling me about a neck surgery that was coming up.
Well, I didn't ask. The lady I talked to, I'm not for sure. I wouldn't think he'd be down there by himself, but maybe. It might have been his wife. I'm not for sure, or who else, you know, maybe is there. Now, let's see. I called that Chief McDonald and Lieutenant Brown again and left a message. Let's see. What else have I got? I called that Jan Draper. I think that's who I paid my taxes to and left her a message. And Melinda, is it McGinnis, her last name?
Miranda.
Oh, I said Melinda. Okay. And when I had called before Thanksgiving, she wasn't in that day. And I left her a message. And Ray Grogan, he hasn't got back with me.
So
I called these all yesterday.
Oh, sounds good. So,
I didn't want to bother him at Thanksgiving because in between, and Judge Edwards, I left him a message, and Judge Fredericks, I left him a message, and Judge Ballinger, the number they gave me. There's three things you can, a lot of them like if it has to do with jury or civil court, and I know they don't want people punching those buttons, so I didn't do her. I don't have a number that would go right to her.
Right.
So I have a few yet that has to get back with me, and usually, let's see.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, did you hear anything more back from George and Joanne?
Well, he was on your show, and when I talked to him, he said maybe. I don't know if he does something around that time. Last year he was, I don't think they go to Florida, but something. And then I heard he was on your show after I had called him. I had called him, I believe, before he was on your show.
Right.
And I think that's the list. And the ones I'm not calling is that Colleen Marshall and that, what's his name, that weather guy. What was
Jim Ganahl.
Ganahl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to go through so many number of things, and I called them several times, and neither got back. So.
Well, I do know during the Christmas parade last Saturday night, that Judge Edwards heard the Christmas parade, and I had mentioned that I think he had been nominated, but we had not heard back from him, and I think he seemed pretty eager to participate. So I think you'll hear back from Judge Edwards, and I think that's looking like a pretty good yes.
Well, he calls himself. A lot of them don't as a secretary, but he calls himself. He did last year, so. And then he'd give me Judge Frederick's number, and I think he was out of town. He couldn't come last year. But I was trying to get that Judge Ballinger, but I don't have any other way to get a hold of her, so.
So at this point, the new entrant today would be Ayers Ratliff, and he's going to let city council know. We're sure the mayor Schertzer is busy that night.
Well, he's a no. He didn't say anything. She just said he can't come.
I assume
but
Ayers, he's...
But yeah. Ayers Ratliff said yes, but he said he's at a meeting at 7:00, and then he'll come over. He said, I might be a little late. Well, that's not going to matter, so.
No, I think because we'll probably open up the fruitcake toss with, like, the chestnuts and probably the presentation to Mayor Kellogg. So he'll still have time to get there.
Yeah, and I had called that Chief McDonald before because you have to go through their police station. And they have, like, records or, like, two or three different things. So I just punched one of them and left a message. And, because you have to call the police number, like, I guess if you're calling the dispatcher or you have a crime or something. So.
Well, it's shaping up.
That takes care, because they only had a couple new ones, or three or four.
Well,
so.
And I'll tell you, it's shaping up very good this year, because I think we've got more entrants at this point than we've ever had before. We certainly have more women. We've got over 11 women now in it so far this year. And we also, I think, pretty well have everybody who was in it last year. I think the only people who we don't have from last year, confirmed this year, are Chief McDonald. Who else is not? Abby has not been nominated this year.
Yeah.
And there seems like one more person. I think Ray Grogan was in it last year.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are the only ones from last year that we don't have this year, and we've added a whole bunch of new people, from Caitlin at the pharmacy to Carrie Grigsby to who else is new? Kayla Bryce is new this year. Sheila Evans is new this year. Mary Ellen might actually get to participate this year for the first time. All the commissioners being in it. I don't think they were in it last year except Dr. Davis.
I'm going to have to get off here, Scott. I have to go.
Oh, no
so
problem.
I'll listen.
Yeah, thanks for the update.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, so Ayers Ratliff, city councilman, has now been put into the fruitcake toss. So another entrant into the fruitcake toss, Ayers Ratliff. So we're making very good good progress here on the old fruitcake toss, now up to close to 40 people at this particular point. So if anybody has a name they would like to nominate, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And who knows, we might see more entrants into the toss as we get closer to the event. The more the merrier on this particular night. And like I say, there'll be singing, there'll be a plaque presentation, the Upper Crust Society plaque will be presented to Mayor Kellogg on this night. We've got the Chestnuts coming, which are actually Buckeyes. We're in a new location, 685 Delaware Avenue. Everything is looking like fun and excitement on this night. Now, I do want to remind people how this will be aired, because we are going to air this event. It will take place at 7 p.m., but it will not air that night until 9:15. So, if you're in the Fruitcake Toss, you will still get have time to get home and listen to the Fruitcake Toss, because we're not going to air it live. We're going to tape it and then make sure it airs an hour later. So that's how that's going to go. So, we're close to 40 people now. If you'd like to enter anybody, please feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. And, you know, I haven't really talked with the people here at the station. We may take up a free will donation that night for some charity. I'm not really sure yet how that's going to be done, but we will decide as we get closer to the big Fruitcake Toss, which now has the entrance of Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy and Ayers Ratliff are now in the event, City Councilman Ayers Ratliff. So now when you look at this list on the whole, we've got county commissioners, we've got radio station personalities, we've got city councilmen, former mayors, all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Why, what's the deadline on the entering the fruitcake contest?
You know, we'll probably take entrance up through the week of the fruitcake toss. I think because it's on a Thursday, so probably that Tuesday.
Okay, that's good enough for me. Thank you.
Say, no problem. Yeah, we will probably take entrance up through that Tuesday, because I believe the Fruitcake Toss is on a Thursday, the 14th. So we'll probably take entrance up through the 12th. That way we'll have a pretty good idea of how many people we have for Thursday night. So we know how many Chestnuts, Buckeyes to have, and things of that nature. So that's where it is, Fruitcake Toss, coming up December 14th at 7 p.m. And if you want to nominate somebody, it doesn't cost anything, 740-751-4038. Okay. Christmas in Caledonia coming up December the 9th at 6:15 p.m. I think it's called Christmas in the Village. I'll be over there lighting the tree along with Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson. They'll be singing that night. I'll be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Looks like a lot of fun in Caledonia coming up on Saturday, December the 9th, a week from this Saturday. And the tree is outside this year, so we're all looking forward to that particular event. Christmas cards. If you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at the station, we have a new address this year, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Of course, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just address that card to WGH Talk Radio. And if you put your return address in there, we will send you a card back. So, WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. We look forward to that. We'll read your card on the air. We'll hang it in the studio. And we will make sure you get a card back if you put a return address on the envelope. Okay. Well, I brought this up yesterday. I'm going to bring it up again. We had Mayor Scott Schertzer on Tuesday morning. And I thought it was an interesting interview. We only have one more interview left with the mayor in December before he leaves office. But I thought he was very candid on the situation with the auditor, which continues on. And I thought he was also very candid in regard to his own party, the Democratic Party, and how well they're not doing in Marion. Only one seat left on city council at this point. And he talked about the campaigns that certain people had run for that particular office. Does anybody have any thoughts on Mayor Schertzer's interview on Tuesday morning? I thought it was interesting. to hear what he has to say as he's on his way out coming January the 1st, but certainly has a lot of opinions when it comes to the auditor, certainly has a lot of opinions when it came to how the elections were ran back in the beginning of November. This whole auditor situation is, now we learn that penalties and fines are still piling up. We also learned that apparently the treasurer's and the auditor's books do not balance, and it's to some big number, something like maybe over $1 million, I think is what I heard him say the other day. So I don't know. And apparently they're still asking her questions, and she's not answering them during city council meetings. And this is causing a big kerfluffle downtown. And I thought it was interesting that he said the one thing he wants to get done before he leaves office is he wants to fix the auditor's office. And I don't know, with only a month left on his in his tenure, if that's going to be doable with what has been going on there. I don't know. Does anybody have a thought about the mayor's interview on Tuesday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think I mentioned this yesterday on the air, but it was Marianne Michaels Day yesterday in Marion. And I was asking people, how did Marianne get the name Marianne Michaels? Because for anybody who ever had her as a teacher, you know her name was Marianne Stolarczyk. That's her real name. And in Dayton, she was known as Marianne Scott. And I kept saying, well, how did she get the name Marianne Michaels? Hold on, we'll come back to this momentarily here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning again, Scott.
Good morning.
Well, I've listened to Scott Sorcher for a long time on your station. He's been very firm and very to the point. And I don't know what you're talking about there as far as the way, what do you want to really hear? He come right out and is to the point. He don't hem-haw around, which a lot of people, they hem-haw on this and that, but he comes to the point. But I haven't quite figured out, now this is the second time around you've mentioned him about that. What are we trying to get at here?
Well, I think what's interesting is with 30 days left to go for him after 16 years, that he is still really hammering this auditor situation away. And it's fascinating to me in a way, because what he did on Tuesday, a lot of politicians normally would not do, is he talked about the complete disarray of the auditor's office and how even Monday night that she was still not answering questions, but that she's not going to leave. But what he did that was really interesting is after the election, talked about how his party, the Democratic Party in Marion, I think he even said on Tuesday that the party chair completely let the party down. And
excuse me, go ahead.
No, and I think also talking about I think he said flat out that day too, which is something you don't hear very often, when I said, well, what did you make of the Democratic person or campaign that was run for mayor? And he said, I would have never run that campaign. So I thought those were interesting points that he made on Tuesday that I'd never heard him say before.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? If you notice every time that he says, and thank you for the listeners, and that's what we want to hear. We don't want to hear this him hauling stuff around. And he come right and let us know that if we wasn't in one of the council meetings or all this and around the rubbing elbows with everybody, you wouldn't know what was going on. I thought he'd give a real good nomenclature of what was going on, and that's what I like to hear from here on out, you know, that you can hear this jumble bumble all the time, but get down to the facts. So if something's going to be done here, maybe the time will tell. They can't just say, hey, I'm going to tell you this, and that's the way it's going to be. I guess you got to go through channels and stuff, so that's the part I don't really understand. And about the party, well, he told the truth. He's a party member, and he isn't afraid to speak up about his party, the truth about the party. And if there's truth about the party, why not speak up and let it out? If you're a true member, are supposed to be the two parties get together and get things settled. But that's the trouble, that there's too many people that don't want to speak up, and maybe they can't speak up on the air. Maybe there's a drawback on that might incriminate them on their job or something like that. But I just thought he does done a good job and leading city like he's been doing for the last year times in office. And he's not on his way out. He's just kind of going to move on to greener pastures. That's the way it is. It sounds like he's just on his way out and he's going to drop everything. And he isn't the type of guy that drops the ball. He'll pick up and he'll run it right through the big line and let him bounce off of him. So,
well, you know, it's an interesting point you just made, because clearly on January 1st, he'll no longer be in office. And whatever he decides to do, I'm sure he's not going to retire. But what's interesting about the whole situation to me is how involved will he still be in local politics? Because I think and I think he said this on the air, his goal is to run for the state treasurer office. So I wonder how involved he'll still be, because, you know, Marion will survive. It's not like we're going to go under or anything like that. But with all the trouble going on down there, there's going to be some events that are going to happen over the next month that are going to be very serious, like these pay raises that are going to be voted on December the 11th. All the fines still coming in per the auditor's office. Going to have a change in mayor for the first time in 16 years, and that's a long time to somebody who has no legislative experience as mayor, but wouldn't have had that on the Democratic side either. And I don't know that we've ever had five new city council members who have never been on city council take office the same day as well, January the 1st. This is something people should be paying attention to.
Well, he clarified that when I listened to him. I listened to him pretty, about every word I can listen and understand, and he makes it very understandable when he talks to the public. And he said that the way I want to refer to, there's other people in this transition from not being the mayor of Marion to what he's going to go to, but it's going to do, and I thought it was very considerate of someone talking about their family, the two daughters and his wife, that there got to be consideration there and being in college and stuff like that before he kind of makes the move and wants to really get into that. And if you don't have the family behind you, you haven't got nobody behind you, because that's the main person in anything you do or anything you accomplish. After all the years of marriage and our families and stuff stick together, you still run together. And if you don't stick together and bog down one thing, it's a tough road to hoe. But I understood what he clarified, that it's going to be a determined, and you know, you kind of like to keep your things a little private to yourself so it don't get all jumble bumbled. I use that jumble bumble like that. I could use other words, but I guess you understand what I'm talking about, that you just can't say stuff and then it don't materialize, and they want to counteract and say, well, he said this and he said that, and that old word, she said, they said, we said, they said, boy, that's a mix-up. You've been in that for a long time, haven't you, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what else I thought was interesting is, you know, I've been interviewing Mayor Kellogg for a long time as well, and when I talked to Mayor Kellogg last Wednesday, he didn't really say anything negative about Mayor Schertzer, but if anybody listened to that, he certainly, I mean, he was not happy that the roads are not fixed. He was not happy with some things in Marion, and I think Mayor Schertzer answered that on Tuesday. But I thought that was interesting, Mayor Kellogg's take on what went on, what he thought of Mayor Schertzer's term, I guess is what I should say.
I've been around Jack Kellogg all my life, and that's the type of individual he is. He's a good man. He knows what way to talk to people, and trying to serve the position as mayor, there's a lot of people you got to talk to, and a lot of yes and no's and this and that, but he's always been like that. He's very good at that, and everything he said, well, I would agree with him, you know. That's just you ask, meaning Scott, you asked him the question, and he, saying, Jack Kellogg, answered your questions in a way that was the truth. I didn't hear anything that wasn't the truth.
No, I think I've always appreciated Jack Kellogg for that. But that was really the first time in the term of Mayor Schertzer, because I've asked Jack in the past how he thought Mayor Schertzer was doing, and I even know that Jack, as a Republican, had supported Mayor Schertzer in some of his mayoral races, depending on who the opposition was.
There were two leading from a Republican and a Democrat. Jack didn't just leave the country or nothing. They correspond with each other during each other's campaign there.
Well, but that's what kind of surprised me about it, because I remember Jack backed Mayor Schertzer up when he wanted to veto the Aquatic Center, and I do think he supported him in some of his mayoral races. So when Jack came on, I said, well, how would you grade the years of Mayor Schertzer? And he said he'd rather not do that, and also kind of knocked the idea of, the streets are not in the best position, and...
Well, that's all true.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting off the question, and Jack certainly is entitled to his opinion, and Mayor Schertzer is entitled to his opinion, but yeah. It seems to me like, I don't know, that it just, I appreciate a good opinion, and I thought Jack gave an interesting one.
Well, he gave a good one, yeah. You can't, that scale thing, heck, I don't know how many scales they've had in school and stuff. They go on the curve, and they go from the letter... from A plus to F minus. And I thought, man, I've been graded several times and stuff, and I said, what is the excellent on there for? Why don't we ever get a check mark for excellent? He said, nobody gets it. Or these people I've talked to over that before, just in job and everything, they said, oh, that's immaterial. I said, immaterial? What the heck are you talking about? It's on there. What do you do to get excellent? They say, we don't even use that. I said, well, then why don't you just get that piece of evaluation paper off of the thing and quit making people like myself ask, what is excellent? And so you've seen that. You've been through that. You know what they're in school and stuff and everything's like that, and the grading scales. It's a hard thing to do because I praise Jack Kellogg for saying that, because he's an honest man, see? He has come out and he'd rather not say that. So
You're right. I don't think he was. It's interesting. I would be fascinated to know. I think Jack Kellogg was being diplomatic, because he also is that type of man. He's a very nice man, and I think he did not want to say anything that was highly negative. And
there
towards
the end of this transition in the mirror, that was a good honest stance. Hey, Scott, still running a good show and everything. Keep up the good work, and I'll catch up with you later. I might as well ask you now. That's why I asked you when the deadline was on this. Have we got time? I haven't even looked at the clock.
Oh, yeah, we've got about 10 minutes.
I got a very interesting person I would like to nominate to for the talk. I have no idea. It's a female. It's a well-known female, and I really took a liking to her. I don't know her that well, but I know I done a couple things and ask her a couple things, and she done them, and I thought, you know what, that's a real woman there in the high up as she is in Marion. I don't hear nothing about Lois Fisher. Now, what is the going on with Lois Fisher? Could you tell me that?
Well, I'll tell you, I know that she sold some of her buildings downtown, but I also know I saw her, it might have been Saturday night at the tree lighting, so I know she's down there, still in downtown Marion.
Hey. But I'm after. I want to talk to her and see if I can get her to get in the fruitcake talk. And her husband, Nick, he's still around, and he was in the meat marketplace down there on Barks Road. And I believe his name's Nick. I don't know. That's what we always called him, but I might be wrong there. But if you got a minute to hear a little story about...
Yeah, go right ahead.
Our youngest son and I, well, our oldest, Todd, he's 60, and the youngest one's... 56. So anyhow, I was uptown there, right there at the corner of Prospect and Church or Center. And I said, see that woman right there? And it was a nice spring morning. And I said, I know her somewhat. I said, do you want to shake hands with a millionaire? And he said, how do you know she's a millionaire? I said, well, I don't know. I said, maybe she can be more than a millionaire. But I said, she's a nice woman. And I said, she's the one that's got the music and everything and bought a lot of property down here around Marion. He said, oh, and I said, hey, Lois. And I hollered out the window, and she turned around. She had, I said, my son would like to shake hands with you. Would you mind coming over and doing that for me? She turned right around, never knew who him and I were from, you know, and come over to the car and shook hands with me, and a beautiful smile on her face and the really politeness of it. And I thought that was very nice of someone. There's a higher up crust and better than a crust. Sometimes people don't eat crust, you know. But she was, I really like to know where she is and all the stuff she's done for Marion, why she's faded out, especially on your show. You're always up with the going on in Marion. And do we still have music downtown?
You know, there's Christmas music playing downtown. Now, I think what happened with Lois, and I just looked up here, she still does have an office and a phone number here in Marion, so she shouldn't be too hard to find. But I think what happened with Lois, and I haven't spoken with her about it, but I remember, and it was in the newspapers at the time, she was having all that trouble with the Harding Hotel, where it wasn't going as well as she had thought. She wanted to turn it into dorms, and then the dorms were built out here on the east side of town. So that never really took to fruition, and then the building needed a lot of repairs. Remember when the roof was caving in and they had to close that side street for a long time? And I think it was costing her more than what she thought, and I remember she went to city council and asked them to kind of push back the payments that she had to make. And then the building that we used to be in, the Ohio Health building, she had to sell that off. Now, I don't know if that was voluntary or she just wanted to get rid of it. There were a lot of things going on with her, and I don't know if it was all rooted in the Harding Hotel and the repairs that it needed. I don't know, but I think that's where the little fade back came from.
Oh, that's good enough for me. That's just some idea. Maybe a lot of the other listening people will like to... That's a good. I'm glad you went to the extent of saying that. I appreciate you, Scott. There was something like that, but I'm gonna still. If I can, maybe I'll get that phone number and I'll find out, and maybe we can get her in the fruit cake house.
Yeah, love to have her
back in circulation and walking around and seeing her. I just like both her and her husband Nick very, very much.
Yeah, give her a buzz and then see if she can come on down.
Okay, I'll get that phone number off of you sometime, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we'd love to have Lois Fisher and Nick in the Fruitcake Toss. And again, if you want to nominate somebody for the Fruitcake Toss, feel free. It doesn't cost anything. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let's see. You know, I was looking here to see Lois's... telephone number. It's a public number, so I shouldn't have any trouble giving it out here on the air. So we'll look for it as time comes up here. You know, I know that there's definitely an address here, but okay, here we go. I think this is Lois's public. I mean, it's her office number, so nothing wrong with giving this out over the air. Lois Fisher and Associates. Would be the company. I believe it's 383-6772, which is her local business number. 740-383-6772. So there you go. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I want to talk about the fruitcake toss. I want to talk about anything else going on. We possibly could have Lois and Nick Fisher in this event. We added Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy this morning. And Ayers Ratliff, city councilman, also in this particular event. So it is filling up, and we like to hear that. And if you'd like to nominate somebody, feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, if you have any thoughts on the interview with Mayor Schertzer on Tuesday, feel free to give us a buzz here. We'd love to talk with you. I was talking yesterday about it being Marianne Michaels Day here in Marianne, and again, nobody deserves that more than Marianne. And we were running out of time yesterday. We were getting a lot of calls as the program was ending, and I had asked on the air if anybody knew why her name was Marianne Michaels, because her real name is Marianne Stolarczyk. That's the name she taught under. And when she was at WLWD in Dayton, she was Marianne Scott. How did she get to Marianne Michaels in Columbus and back here in Marianne on radio? And the reason was her son, his name was Michael. So that's how she got the name Marianne Michaels. And Jeannie Evers had sent me that message. And she got it right. And I couldn't remember if we had time to get to that yesterday or not, but she absolutely did get it right. And it was good to hear from Jeannie, and I'm glad she's out there listening. And she got it right. It was Marianne Michaels' son. That's how she got the name Michaels at the end of her name. All right. What else do we have going? Have you noticed that people are a little cranky right now? You know, I think the holidays, for all the good things that they bring, I think they make people a little cranky. Just a little cranky. And I'm not even sure what brings that on. Have you ever noticed that at the holiday time, for all the fun stuff going on, it seems to stress people out? I'm not really sure why that is. What it is about the holidays that makes people so cranky and stresses them out. Now, most of the people that I'm around are in perfectly fine moods. As a matter of fact, I think that Thanksgiving came so early this year that people haven't even really thought much about Christmas yet. But there are a few people that certainly seem a little cranky lately, and I know that they don't think they're cranky. We're getting a message here from Mary, one of our listeners, that yes, Lois and Nick are definitely still here in Marion. Live over, well, I don't want to give their address. I don't have their address, but they live certainly in Marion City. So thanks, Mary, and so there you go. Lois is definitely still in town if you want to give her a buzz and see if she wants to be in the fruitcake toss. But, you know, I don't think people are being know that they're being cranky, and I don't think they realize the stuff that they say. Like, if you took something that they said and you wrote it down and you went to a third party and you said, now, is this a nice thing to say to somebody? I don't think they would understand that it's not a nice thing. And I don't even think they're doing it. I don't think they know that they're doing it. I think, honestly, that I don't know if they're stressed. They probably would never tell you, but I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on. We're coming up on a break, and we've got more to talk about after this break. Don't go anywhere.
A place for holiday fun. For legendary stand-up comedian Shecky Green.
Well, I send a happy Hanukkah to you.
Oh, boy, aren't we nice already. Now, this is...
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I can do that in Hebrew, too. Shmele hoizi ki ki